Welcome back, everybody. Let's get to a little 15 minutes of heat here on 5-6 WQM, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com, or call 832-930-6181. We talked about it in headlines, but Tyler Herro has been named to the All-Star team, as a lot of you bastards wanted to trade him. I told you. Just a lot of you frauds out there.
No.
Wanted Boy Wonder. Oh,
Marcos,
send him to Portland.
Marcos.
Send him to Utah. They're going to love him out there. They love the intangibles. A bunch of phonies out there.
Tyler Herro's a fraud. Tyler Herro, soft as Charmin. Never going to be a big-time basketball player. Tyler Herro cares more about fashion than basketball. Tyler Herro isn't even as good as Korkmaz. Tyler Herro is a charlatan bum.
-1.
Let's not forget Lil Sweetener.
He wasn't Lil Sweetener.
Huh?
For lying.
He wasn't Lil Sweetener.
You just...
You know, in fairness...
No. First of all, let's get something clear. How many times did you throw Tyler in a trade? And you wanted to throw Nico. So
No, that's not fair.
But basically
I just wanted Dame.
Okay, but you can't. Here. Let me explain this to you. You cannot justify what you tried to do, because if it were up to you, we'd have Dame.
Oh.
We'd still have the Jimmy problems. You think somebody else here going to make Jimmy get right and not want his money?
Hard to say.
And no, it ain't hard to say. It is not hard to say.
Well, listen, I'm not going to get you. You're not going to throw all the Tyler Herro blame on me. I mean,
here's what I feel
everybody,
right now.
Everybody was out here, you know, taking shots.
Here's what I feel right now. If one of those guys was here with Jimmy and the team was the number one seed,
yep,
Jimmy would still be doing what he's doing.
Okay.
Like, because it's about his money. So, but every time we talked about a trade, you either threw Jovic.
That's not true.
Or, dude, come on.
I thought about it in one trade. One.
Bill Sweetener.
I'm not going to let you just say lies.
Really?
And by the way, I didn't see you against it, by the way.
Against what?
Oh, you act like you're some never traded Tyler Herro
angel.
No,
I wait a minute. Marcos, I have said these words, I would never trade Jovic.
You've never said that.
Yes, I have.
That's literally never come out of your mouth.
I wouldn't trade the young guys.
That's never come out of your mouth.
Okay.
The Miami Heat are better without Tyler Herro. This title run would have never happened with Tyler Herro. Hey. Tyler Hero's broken hand is the reason the Miami Heat are in the final. Tyler Herro can't hold Caleb Martin's jockstrap.
Really?
Tyler Herro, turnstile McGee, thank God he hasn't been out there, that sieve on defense. Yeah. Tyler Hero's a regular season player. Tyler Herro is never going to be clutch. Tyler Herro is nothing but a pretty boy on the court.
Now,
you know, I don't like
that. No, you better say these next words right now.
What's that?
Tyler Herro is an all-star.
Okay. First
of all,
No. I'm not going to let context.
You got to say it.
This man is a charlatan. He's propaganding you. He just took out all these words in the middle of rants.
Hey, say it.
He took out words in the middle of rants. I'm not standing on that.
You say Tyler Herro is all-star.
Tyler Herro, I literally started the show by it. Tyler Herro is an all-star.
Okay.
So, but you. You frog boy.
Me.
You criminal.
No.
Oh, you're a criminal.
Okay.
And you sat here and you cut out all the words from the rants.
No.
And you go,
can we do this?
Yeah.
Can we do this?
Yep.
What?
Maybe you ought to be more careful about what you say.
I am careful about what I say.
No, you're not.
He decides to just go and pick and choose. Pick and choose what words he's going to use in the middle of a rant.
Let me see. You've called Duncan Robinson a fat cat.
Wow.
That's not true.
I do. No, I kind of remember something.
Oh, my goodness. Like what?
I said that at times he looked like he was showing fat cat tendencies.
Wait. Get the katanas out.
No.
Hold on. Hold on.
Okay, Mr. Miyagi. Yo, what's wrong with you?
You know, you want to know something?
Everybody had their doubts about Tyler Herro. Even Udonis Haslam last year said he was better off as a six man. Where's the wait, and I bet nobody will tell that to UD. UD doubted Tyler Herro. Pat Riley doubted Tyler Herro.
What do you mean doubted him?
You called him a six man last year.
What is that? That is that you think that's
oh, it's a slap in the face.
You so let me get this straight. In order to cover up your nonsense, you throw UD under the bus.
I'm just saying.
Next time I see him, I'll make sure I tell him.
No, I will. Go ahead.
Okay.
I want to go ahead. You can tell him whatever you want to tell him. You can tell him whatever you want to tell him. Okay. Because he's probably listening. And I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to take the brunt of the Tyler Herro doubt criticism. We were all there. Everybody was at the trough.
Dr. Toboggan said Duncan never had full blown FCS.
Exactly.
He just had like a little. We caught it at an early stage.
You know what it was? Before he had a chance.
We caught it at an early stage and we treated him for it.
Yep.
Max Strus came in like, yeah, I'll take care of this, buddy. I'll take care of this spot. Don't worry about that. No matter what, though, none of us who may have included him in trade talks said something like this.
This Tyler Herro's a fraud. Never going to do it. He's never going to do it. If you don't show up tonight, we need to trade for somebody else. We need to get Tyler Herro the hell out of there and trade for Bradley Beal. Tyler Herro's no good. Trade his ass for Bradley Beal. Tyler Herro's no good. Trade his ass for Donovan Mitchell. Boy wonder. Instagram basketball player. Not a real basketball player. Tyler Herro is never going to be nothing but a ball hog. He's never going to be nothing but a guy who looks good on the gram but doesn't look good on the court.
So
I'm really mad that he's cutting out. I just want to be clear here. I'm going to defend
myself.
Your Honor.
If what you're saying requires that
the tape lies.
That much
the tape lies. You can manipulate words.
Did you say those words?
I said them when saying people are saying these things. He's taking that out. I was just reporting the news.
Your Honor, I would like to treat him as...
as a hostile witness?
As a hostile witness.
That's my guy, Boy Wonder.
Oh, my goodness. You are the worst.
Hold on. Say your guy necessarily.
Hold on. That's my guy. Who was making songs about Tyler Herro before it was fashionable? Me. Okay?
But you change like the weather.
I don't change like the weather.
Oh, my goodness.
I am a man who is looking.
How many times have you said, let's trade for this guy, and then said, never wanted
him? True trades?
No.
I wanted him traded.
We got qualifiers already.
True trades?
No.
Not a real trade. Not a real trade.
No.
How many times have you said, I want this guy, and then we didn't get him? You said, never wanted him. How many times?
Just sincerely?
Wait.
What'd you say, chinchilla? No.
Wait.
Like, dude, can I just tell you? You're groveling and backtracking.
I'm not backtracking.
It's not.
Yeah.
Listen, Twitch and YouTube and me and Frog Boy, we have spoken. We are tired of your shenanigans.
I'm not going to allow you to be tired of my shenanigans. Did I?
Okay. Then I won't be.
Did I last year go to you during game 5 on an airplane, wait till you woke up with one eye and just go, stinks.
Yes.
And walk back to my seat? But I was lashing out. I was upset at the way the season was ending. It was emotional.
Dude. So you, Nick T, so you admit there were shenanigans.
I admit shenanigans.
Okay. So we got to – all I'm saying is
– what I say, though, is
– because here's what bothers me. Marcos, here's what bothers me about Toby.
Yeah.
He says these things, and I fight him while he's saying them. Mm-hmm. And I get irritated and mad while he's saying it, right? And then 2 months later, he denies ever saying it.
But that's... You don't ride the emotional roller coaster like I do.
Why
you know?
Not? I do. I just don't get that extreme with it. I'm up and down with the heat too.
We can't do a radio show if everything is going to be like, let's be big picture.
Oh no, we also can't do a radio show if we say let's trade everybody as soon as they miss a shot.
It wasn't because they missed a shot.
Yes.
He look.
You made a Yurtsevin song.
I still believe in you, Big Yurt.
Big Yurt, he's...
I think he's in Turkey.
Yes.
I don't know where he is.
Like, come on.
Look. Hold on.
You
why
are
can't I
here.
Just,
If a guy, listen, there's 82 games in a year.
Yep.
If a guy plays 10 years, that's 800 plus games, right? A guy will have a bad game and you go off on him.
That's not fair.
It is.
Nope, that's not fair.
Dude, we fought over Duncan Robinson when you start calling him Fat Cat.
Hold on. But I invented Duncan Robinson. Nobody gave a rat's ass about Duncan Robinson before me. And that's the facts. So, excuse me. I'm first to the party. Then I hold these guys to a certain standard.
And you're first off the boat.
No, I'm not. I'm the first one. I'm like the inspector of the boat.
Who's first rats off the ship? This guy.
No, I'm not rats off a ship. I was never rats off a ship on Tyler Herro.
On Tuesday, you'll march in here with the band.
It's not fair.
On Thursday,
it's not fair.
You're rats off a ship.
How am I going to be like? Is this going to happen with Ware too? Like, oh, if all of a sudden, what if Giannis wants to be here and they want Ware? Am I going to be a bad guy because I trade Ware for Giannis? No, you gave
that's not how these situations.
That is how it works out.
No, it doesn't.
That's exactly how it works out.
Here's what happens. You come in. Make up a trade with a guy you want, and then trade half the team for him. You're talking about, would it be a problem if I traded Ware for Giannis?
Mm-hmm.
That's never going to happen.
You don't know that.
The people that were getting traded, mm-hmm. you were willing to give up everything.
Not true.
Dude, we had to shoot you with a tranquilizer gun to stop with the Dame nonsense.
I really want it. I really want it.
And then, let me see. Brunson, you said no.
Brunson, I was not, I never was right. Brunson.
No, player. I said you said no. Spider.
Mm-hmm.
You kicked the tires on that.
Oh, I really want Spider.
But you work up trade deals for all these people.
I really thought Danny Ainge would have wanted Tyler Herro, you know, intangibles.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
In Utah?
Big mistake by Danny Ainge. No, Utah loves the intangibles.
I'm just saying, man. You don't think this is like...
I think these things through. And listen.
Oh, my...
Guess what, Tyler? I'm just going to say this right now. Hold on.
No.
I'm very proud of you this year. Okay, you came in with a great mentality. Okay, you've been a leader. All right, you've been reliable in a season of chaos. You have been steady the entire time. Hold on, let me just finish.
Because you're gonna go too far.
I'm not gonna go too far. Okay. I'm gonna go just right. But now I need you to succeed in the playoffs.
Okay.
All stars are held to a different standard, Boyd Wonder. So I just want to be clear. Very proud of you. But you know what the next step is.
So,
And by the way, I'm not trading you for De'Aaron Fox. That's what Jaime is for. But anyway,
and wait.
Jesus.
And Marcos, Jesus. Let me ask you a question.
What's that?
Is this based on how Jaime has been playing?
No.
Yes, it is.
What do you mean?
That's
dude?
My point. Like, no.
I'm Leroy. Everybody's the best all the time.
No, that's
oh,
not.
Oh, look at me.
And this is how he tries to get out of his.
Let me ask you something.
His mess by saying I'm extreme.
No, can I ask you
or
something?
Everybody's good.
No. Let me ask you a question. With toes like that, how do you tiptoe through the tulips?
Okay. Hey, you know what?
See,
you're analyzed.
See,
you are analyzed. You are analyzed.
-1 for sass.
I really want you to delete those files, Marcus. You took those words out of context. You took those rants out of context.
No way.
And I don't appreciate it.
No.
You know, maybe I should be more careful with what you say.
You want a gun-shy Tobes? That's not a fun radio show.
So now you're putting it on the show.
No, I'm putting it on him for being a propaganda artist.
Now you're putting it on the show because you're saying, if I didn't do that, we wouldn't have a fun show.
Just have a little fun, baby.
You've literally traded everybody on the team.
Happens.
Oh my goodness.
But nobody will love you like me.
Yeah, okay. See, yeah. With love like that, the way you attack my toes, right? They've been through some stuff, man.
Tiptoe.
Wow. Let's not forget.
What's that?
Somebody on this panel traded Spo.
Yeah, probably you this year. I've been playing Kalel Ware.
Sportland. Come on. You have literally, you've traded everybody on the team except Jimmy. You got, nope, I don't want to trade Jimmy. And guess what?
Never trade Bam.
If, or Bam. But here's the deal. Mm-hmm. If you have felt that way about all the other players, Jimmy would already been gone and you would have had the guy you wanted. And you would have been happier.
I don't understand your logic.
So what I'm saying, when Dame was available, mm-hmm. when all these people were available, mm-hmm. right? Or when Jimmy was engaged, mm-hmm. if you had said, I want to trade Jimmy, you could have pretty much got any player you wanted.
Mm. I don't know.
You do know.
I don't know. Hard to say.
You do know. Now we got to trade him for some donuts and a Yoo-Hoo.
Whatever, dude. I mean, you're not going to sit here and say, I'm not a true fan. I watched Luke Babbitt.
So what? You watch the Heat, whoever puts on the Heat uniform. Yeah. But you also have traded everybody on the team.
Except really good guys. For really good guys. That's not an insult.
Let me explain something to you. Right now, if the right person presented itself mm-hmm. and was available, you would trade Jovic. Mm. You threw Jovic in every trade.
I am the Jovic club.
I'm the only
connoisseur.
I am the only one that said I would never trade Jovic.
You've never said that.
I did say that.
You literally, that is the first time I've ever heard you say those words.
I do feel like I've never heard you say that.
He's never heard you say that.
I do feel like it sounds like something like, I get what you mean, don't trade the youth. That sounds like more, I've never heard you say, I'd never trade Nico.
I wouldn't trade Jovic.
All right.
Ever?
No.
Okay.
Because I would build around Jovic, Ware, Bam, Tyler.
Me too.
Now, here's what's phony about you. Mm-hmm. Because 6 months ago, it would have been Jaime and not Jovic that you would have thrown.
I've always been a bigger Jovic fan than Jaime. Not that I don't like Jaime. Not that I don't like Jaime, but everybody knows I'm Jovic. Like, that's my guy. Everybody knows it.
So, what does a little sweetener mean?
I mean, I want a Damian Lillard, baby. What are you talking about? What does that mean?
Like, the means don't justify the ends.
I don't think that's what
the
that
ends
means.
Don't justify the means. All right.
Back after this.
Portland Trailblazers owner, your name escapes me. What if we trade you Tyler Hero salary, and your basketball organization could get revamped by Hall of Fame genius Eric Spoelstra?